Grand Canyon, a tale of two worldviews?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis.
I remember reading a New York Times front page article. The reporter followed two very different groups on raft trips down the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon. Both groups saw the same evidence of rocks and layers, but didn't share the same worldview. One group, claiming to view things from a science perspective, was sponsored by an anti-creationist organization. Its leader, an atheist, said, quote, "Science unequivocally dates the Earth's age at 4.5 billion years and the canyon's layers at some 2 billion years," end of quote. The other group was led by creationist Tom Vail, author of an excellent book on the Grand Canyon. This is the book that humanists tried to get banned from canyon bookstores. Tom says that the evidence, when seen through biblical glasses, points overwhelmingly to a global flood of Noah's day. The flood and its after effects laid down the rock layers and carved out the canyon just thousands of years ago. You see, the Grand Canyon is actually a reminder of a global catastrophe and the reliability of God's infallible word.
Today's the last day you can call us and receive our 95-page pocket guide on Noah's Ark and the worldwide flood. For some intriguing reading, call our nonprofit ministry and make a donation of any size, and we'll send you the pocket guide. Toll free, it's 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on our website of answersoffer.org.